Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am your host, Matt Trudell, and with me, like always,
Tom Grady.
How are you doing today, Tom?
Doing good. We're without Ohio State boy today.
It's so funny. He's been like, I would say this to his face, but Sebastian's kind of a scumbag. Like, he kind of is. Like,
he just needs to accept that he's part of now the Big Ten disgraced
universities. Dude, he's like, Urban Meyer did his job. He shouldn't have even been suspended. And, like, he's sitting on his high horse now. And I'm just like, dude, I'm so mean to him via text message.
Is he still calling ESPN fake news?
Well, no, he texted me and he was like he was just doing his job, and I was like, so are the Nazis. Like, do you sit there and be like, well, you know, they did some gruesome things, but they followed orders.
They just passed the buck along.
Yeah. So I mean, So Urban Meyer suspended 3 games. In my opinion, it's just,
who are they playing? Like Kent State or like,
they actually have a decent.
Do they play any tough teams?
They play TCU in game 3.
That's something.
TCU's top 25 team. They play Oregon State, and they play... There's a cupcake in there, yeah. I believe. I'm going to pull it up right now. We'll start with college football today.
Yeah, football is back officially. We got college, and then the next week, NFL regular season starts.
It is
full swing, man.
I know. I was trying to watch the Hawaii-Colorado State game the other night, and I was just struggling to be – I was at work, and I just couldn't get a stream going. But I am excited. I'm excited. I had my first fantasy football draft – I'm only in two leagues. And I tell people this all the time. I'm in a competitive real league, and then I'm in my brother's league, which I just feel like my dad's in it, and I just feel like I can't be
competitive.
Like,
is that like DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever?
No, it's like we had to go into – I told you this. I had to go to Baltimore, and we do a live draft, and then like
– So it's like for money.
Yeah, well, money, but there's also like if you field a team with – an injured player or a bench player or a suspended player or someone on a bye, like it's a penalty.
Oh, so
you get
really
fined.
Careful. Okay.
Yeah. So I really like that. I really like that. If I'm being completely honest with you, but,
I feel that means you still have them on the team even though they're injured.
Yeah, like starting, you know,
what
it's
if
like
it's like for just a couple weeks.
No. They're allowed to be on the team on the bench.
Oh,
I'm talking about
them.
You can't start them.
Got
so
it.
Like if someone drafted Marquise Lee, who's now out for the season.
Got it.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm focusing on. But I really like that league. Actually, I'm the youngest person in it, and it's kind of weird, but. All right, so they have Oregon State. Oh, their toughest opponent, though, is Rutgers.
Oh, that's a barn.
They have Oregon State, Rutgers, and TCU. And then they'll come back. I'll tell you, though, they'll come back. Urban Meyer will get Tulane, and then they have at Penn State.
Well, Tulane's the real barn burner there.
Yeah. The hardest barn burner is back-to-back weeks. They have the 10th of November. They play you guys in East Lansing.
Although when that one, State never beats Ohio State at home.
And then they got to go to Maryland where they don't even keep water on the sidelines.
Yeah. If you fall down, they're just going to drag you off the field if you get injured.
Yeah. No soldier left behind. So we talked a little off air yesterday. So I want to talk about some of the games coming out.
Should we recap what happened last week? These are the Colorado State, Hawaii. Were there any interesting games this weekend?
Oh, I mean, Colorado State and Hawaii was probably one of the better ones. It was 43-34. Hawaii pulled out the victory, channeling in their. I forgot to bring my notebook in here, so we're
Speaking
doing
of
pick'ems.
Okay. Speaking of Hawaii, you remember Colt Brennan?
Of course, I remember Colt Brennan.
Whatever happened to that guy? He was on the records in 07. Yeah, he played for the Redskins.
He was. Do you remember Timmy Chang? Are you too young for Timmy Chang?
No, I remember Timmy Chang. He was after. He was before Brennan, right?
Timmy Chang, totally dissed me for an autograph. Then that was like, you know, it was like, don't meet your heroes, people. Like,
I could just be hanging up in your room, like, hey, Timmy Chang autograph,
right? Dude, here. I was like, see, but you understand, at the time, Timmy Chang had the most NCAA records in the history of any football player.
Yeah.
And he was an Eagle. And so he was at Eagles training camp. I used to go to Eagles training camp with my brother because he's an Eagles fan. And I didn't care about anybody else's autograph. I didn't care about Javon Kurse. I didn't care about
the McNabb era, right?
Yeah. I didn't care about anybody else. I was like, Westbrook. Let me get Timmy Chang, right? And I was two people away. And he was like, all right, I'm done signing. And I was like, Timmy, none of these people care about you. I'm the only one here that actually cared about what you did in your career.
What would June Jones say?
Yeah, it just, yeah. So, Timmy Chang, I hope you're out there running cars to people at Enterprise and you know that you screwed up a good opportunity.
His autograph would be sold for tens of dollars right now.
Dude, man. Yeah, because then Cole Brennan had to come in and screw the whole game up, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find out where Timmy Chang is.
Local used car salesman.
Dude, it's Enterprise.
Munson, Indiana or something.
Look at this guy.
Or he plays. He might be backing up Tom Grady.
The last spot that he was in 2008. He was a Winnipeg Blue Bomber.
Oh, okay. They weren't very good that year.
What? He's a coach. What kind of coach do you think he is?
Quarterback's coach?
No.
Offensive coordinator?
No.
Defensive?
No.
Special teams?
No.
Okay, then what?
He's a wide receivers coach at the University of Nevada. Which, Timmy Chang, don't go down the route of other wide receiver coaches.
You know who I just realized is a high school coach?
Who?
Mark Chmura. You know who Mark Chmura is? Played for the Packers in the 90s. Got a scandal because he had a relationship with a babysitter. That guy's coaching a high school team.
Oh, whoa. Look, man, the football reigns supreme over everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least, well, you say he's coaching a high school team?
Yeah, high school football.
I mean, at least it's, and honestly.
The guy gets to be near a high school.
Yeah, but it's like a, well, wait, whoa. His babysitter was underage?
She was underage.
Okay, thank you for telling me that. Well, yeah, then that's a real issue. It'll be like, he's coaching men's football. Like, there's a lot of people around schools that shouldn't be allowed around schools. I'll just be flat out honest with that. I'm going to transfer these over to my notebook at the end of us recording, but I forgot. This will be our first week of pick'ems. So,
first week and ends in the Super Bowl. So we got 6 months of this.
Yeah. So I want to, there's a few games on here that I'm kind of interested in picking. Of course, naturally, Maryland is always going to be on that list. So we're not picking them now. I just want to tell you to keep your eyes open for a couple good opening weekend games.
There's one. Lane Kiffin takes on Oklahoma.
You have no idea how it's Appalachian State all over again. I'm telling you. I'm just really upset. Myself, that, like, of course, West Virginia has a 3:30 game, and I'm going to miss Washington and Auburn. I think that's going to be a really good game. Actually, I don't think that's going to be really good of a game.
It's
going
to be Auburn.
I'm not saying anything right now because pick'ems are coming up later, but I think it's going to be a decently one-sided affair. Well, maybe not. We'll discuss a little more in a little bit, but so there's some games to keep your eyes out for. You guys play Friday night. I know that's a tough one.
Utah State ain't bad. They've had a respectable program the last few years.
Yeah, you're not going to talk any trash about any. Respectability. You better keep those Utah teams out your mouth, because when you were hating on BYU.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Some people that have listened to the show for years.
It's those Mormons, man.
Says it's yeah, man. They there's two things they know, and that's God and football.
They don't drink that coffee either, or smoke cigarettes, if that keeps their body healthy.
Yeah, Urban Meyer. who runs a program that cares about women, by the way. I just want to reiterate
it's on
that.
Their locker room.
Yeah.
That means it's real.
Oh, my God. I wish. So, moving on to the NFL real quick. Well, actually, is there anything you want to say about the college football before we...
Nope, go into the NFL.
The only thing I want to say about college football is, and we won't do any NFL pick-ems this week because we'll have an episode before. Are we doing our bet this year?
Yeah, I just assumed we were.
I assume we do too, but I just wanted to make sure. Well, you know what's up next, right?
Blood glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta think.
So
sweet, make you watch some real artsy fartsy film.
Baby. Do, 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 do. I mean, you got lucky with Gordy.
I know.
You got lucky with Gordy. So yeah, college football. I'm just pumped, man. I'm really really pumped. West Virginia plays at 3:30. We play Tennessee. My man Emmett Gooden from Last Chance U is making his debut for Tennessee.
The Michael Irvin show.
I hate you. But yeah, man, I cannot stress enough how excited I am about it. And that just leads us in. So Thursday night this week, you can either watch any of the preseason games, or you can watch UCF versus UConn. UCF trying to continue
2017 national
national championship defense starts in Connecticut. This
damn straight,
dude. Come on, man. Like,
they beat Auburn, who beat Alabama, who are the national champions. Come on now.
How embarrassing! How embarrassing is that? Like,
undefeated, they beat the team that's the national. They beat the
national just realize that whenever someone complains about a millennial, right, that team is a direct representation of.
No,
all
because
the
they work hard. They worked hard, and they earned their spot, not like millennials.
Yeah, beating Marshall and... like, let's be honest.
Southern Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Florida International. Florida Atlantic.
Is it Florida Atlantic's in there?
Oh, wait. Never mind.
But hold on.
Oh,
hold on.
They're in the same
hold
conference
on.
As Navy.
They so. Actually have... they have Memphis is in that
Memphis.
Conference. Houston's
don't
in that conference.
Navy?
I mean, their conference is
don't
a lot
be
better.
On the American
I'm
conference.
Not trying
they're
to hate.
They're a mid-major powerhouse.
Look, I'm gonna tell you something. I was just coming
me.
To their defense, but they definitely didn't do enough to be national championships. I mean, I
don't
think that's
sit
ridiculous.
Here and tell me that they haven't. That they're not a powerful conference.
They're not a powerful conference.
They are
respectable outside looking in conference, but I mean, they were probably the most respectable non-Power Five conference. Unless you can think of another one.
The MAC.
So, yeah, I mean, look, you got Cincinnati Bearcats,
South
East Carolina, South Florida, Temple, UCF, UConn, Houston, Memphis, Navy. I mean, let's be honest about Navy, though. Tulsa, man. Tulsa. I'm trying to tell people, you got to watch out for Tulsa.
Great pass offense.
Yeah, but like, all right, so outside of the Big Five, let's see. So I would say Conference USA is nowhere close to the AAC. Because
mm-hmm.
everybody knows the Florida Atlantic Owls are just going to dominate that conference for years and years to come.
They're going
to
beat Oklahoma.
Of course.
Of course.
They're going to beat Oklahoma like Howard Dean was going to take it to Delaware, New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Let's see. BYU's a independent team.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I thought that they were transitioning into a conference.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. So Mid-American Conference. Definitely not the AAC. Mountain West.
Got Wyoming. You got Air Force, Boise.
I still don't think that this is as good as the AAC.
Saying you're hating on the AAC.
I'm not hating on the AAC. I just
they you are because you're saying they don't deserve to be national champions.
No,
they played in a solid schedule. They beat the team.
Bro,
that
all beat right, hold the on, hold champions. On, hold 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 on. Let's go
they
up.
Got a defender
Let's look at
with,
the UCF Knights
with one hand taking names. Who's doing good in the NFL right now
in preseason? Yeah. All right, so. All right.
Home of Blakey B.
All right.
Brandon Marshall.
All right.
Dante All right. Culpepper.
Tell me. Smith. I'm going to read you two different schedules, right? And both schedules I'm going to deem to be relatively cupcake-ish. But tell me which one deserves to go to the national championship more. At UConn, home against South Carolina State.
North Carolina.
At North Carolina.
And
cool.
Swahili.
Florida Atlantic, Pitt, SMU, at Memphis, at East Carolina, Temple, hosting Navy, hosting Cincinnati, at USF, right? Or let's just look at the rankings right now and pick what we deem is the most trash team that's in a Power 5. Let's go Pac-12, right? Let's go Pac-12.
All right,
because
USC.
I'm going Oregon. Bowling Green. I don't even know this team. Portland State.
Jerry Glanville used to coach there.
San Jose State University. Then they play Stanford, Cal, Washington State, Arizona, UCLA, Utah, Arizona State, Oregon State. Please tell me which one of those strengths of schedules is tougher.
I got to go with the UCF. That's
Are you
a tougher schedule.
With that smile on your face, I know you're full
Bowling,
of it.
Come on, they're playing Bowling Green. You don't even know one of the colleges.
Okay. I didn't know there was a South Carolina State.
Washington State?
Bro.
Come on.
Bro.
Come on.
Arizona, right here, right? Which is like an okay team in the Pac-12.
Got your boy Rich Rod.
Yeah, they're an okay team. They're not the
Putting
greatest
players
team.
With concussions.
Dude, this team right here, Arizona, would probably win the AAC.
I don't think so.
Do you don't think so because you're just a jerk, or do you not think so because
I see UCF as a legitimate team, and I don't know why you have anything against them.
UCF. Dude, I think Notre Dame
think
even plays a tougher schedule
Blakey
than
B
them.
Blakey B took your division last year.
Who?
Blakey B.
Bortles?
Yeah, he went to UCF.
Oh, look, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of UCF players I love. Your boy Kevin Smith went to UCF. Asante Samuel went to UCF. Brandon Marshall went to UCF.
Dante Culpepper?
Yeah, I got respect for UCF as developing NFL players. I don't have respect for them thinking that they should be national champions. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm just saying, you put that team with their even when they have a defender with one hand against Alabama. I think they
what,
win.
But what does the fact that they have a defender with one hand have to do with the fact that they deserve to be in the national championship game,
guys?
Bro, let me tell you something. You the worst thing that could have ever happened for the NCAA would have been for Alabama or Georgia to play UCF. That would have been an ugly game so early.
I think it would have been the greatest upset since Boise State, Oklahoma.
Oh, stop. And can we talk about how Boise State, Oklahoma was not an upset?
Why wasn't it?
Why wasn't it? Thank you for asking. Oklahoma has historically been really good in the regular season. They suck at bowls. They have some of the most embarrassing bowl losses in history.
Example.
Boise State.
Others.
West Virginia slaughtered them when they were when the West Virginia was in the Big East. They gave Oklahoma the business in a bowl game. Let's just look it up. You know, we're gonna pull up the little thing. We're gonna pull up the little thing. We're gonna look at it. Oh my god, I'm screwing up here. Alex, cover. All right, Oklahoma.
They did win a championship with Stoops.
Cool.
In 2000.
Yeah.
Beat Michael Vick.
Yeah. Yeah, another example. Like,
all right, ready? Let's take a look. All right, so let's go to recent times, right? Let's go, let's just start in the 2000s and on, right? They won 13-2.
National champions.
Yeah.
13-2.
That's good defense.
Yeah. They won the Cotton Bowl against, it looks like they played Florida State in the 13-2 game.
So that's not Michael Vick.
They did. I know they won a national championship. They beat Virginia Tech when Vick was there.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What makes you so sure?
I know it for a fact. I don't know what year exactly, but it was like 2000, 2001. Maybe 99?
Honestly, dude, I don't see them playing Virginia Tech at all.
Wait, hang on.
I swear.
Hey,
look. They're
like 2000.
Dude, they have 99, which was the Independence Bowl. They lost to Ole Miss.
Maybe it was Florida State?
It was. It was Florida State. They won the national championship 13-2 in January 1st of 2001, the year 2000, against Florida State. Then they won the Cotton Bowl against Arkansas 10-3, then Rose Bowl. All right, so now, starting at 2003, they lost the national championship game in 2003 against LSU, Nick Saban. They lost the national championship the next year, 55-19, by the way, to USC. Then the next year, they won the Holiday Bowl by 3.
It's a good bowl game.
All right. Fiesta Bowl in 2007, Boise State. Fiesta Bowl in 2008, West Virginia. They lost the national championship game to Florida in 2008. Then they won the Sun Bowl, won the Fiesta Bowl. But, all right, mind you, the Fiesta Bowl that they won was against UConn, by the way.
That's a good football college.
Stop.
With Dan Orlovsky.
Stop. The thing that they've been most known for within the past 20 years is that Randy Etzel was their coach and a kid died. Like, by getting stabbed outside of a dance. That's how you know you're a lame college when you got a school dance. You know what I'm saying?
And you have the jalapeno mac and cheese. Remember that kid?
Yeah, I do. Cotton Bowl. They lost to Texas A&M in 2012, 41-13. Russell Athletic Bowl lost to Clemson, 40-6. The Orange Bowl lost to Clemson, 37-17. And then last year they lost the Rose Bowl in a double overtime game. But so it's not that great. It's not that great. So I don't think the Boise State victory holds as true, you know? When West Virginia beat Oklahoma 48-28, that was the same year that Rich Rod left after we lost to Pitt. We had an interim head coach, and we came in and blew out Oklahoma. So better run tail that home, girl. All right. You want to go to NFL?
Sure.
So what's your thoughts so far on the NFL?
I'm not liking the way the Lions are. Three games in, they've looked terrible. They won last week, but that's only because their third stringers came in. Stafford's running for his life as usual. No offensive line. Kerryon looked good the first game. He had a nice run, but since then he hasn't done much. And we still think Amir Abdullah is our starting running back for some reason.
So if you had to bet, is Detroit finished last place in your division?
I'm going 5-11. I think they can probably do better than the Bears, but
yeah, a lot of people, are talking about how the Bears are going to be. Someone told me the other day that they think the Bears are going to win the division.
Yeah, that's Sebastian.
Yeah.
Well, we all know how well his predictions work out.
Yeah. Shout out to the Mets.
Hey, man, Mitchie T.
Dude, he just loves every new quarterback that's like tall and white. He loves. Like, he's just like, that's the guy.
So do I.
But. Yeah, man. I like the shorter white guys. I like the Bakers and the Josh Rosens, you know?
The ones who hustle, who show real heart, who die for loose footballs.
Yeah, and, you know, the ones that look like, you know, they didn't, I don't know, man.
Yeah, the intangibles.
Just, yeah, like, you know, Sam Darnold is just like, meh. I can't wait till Sam Darnold sucks, because I'm just going to be texting Sebastian. He's like, he'll win multiple Super Bowls. And look, first off, he plays for the Jets, so we know that doesn't happen, okay? Like,
Bridgewater's probably going to take his job, right?
I don't know. I think Bridgewater's done, man. I think it's funny because Bridgewater and Bradford remind me so much of each other because of their injury problems. The only difference is,
well, Bridgewater was just one just really awful injury, though. Like, Bradford, it's like another injury every year.
He had one really awful injury, but he's dealt with injury issues, I believe. Outside of that.
Well, that one just like took him out for like two seasons.
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. He's not going to last like Sam Bradford does because of. So. Skin color. Skin color is what I'm going with.
Okay.
That's just the way the NFL works.
He has raw athletic ability.
How many like backup African American quarterbacks are there?
Seneca Wallace. Tavares Jackson. Cleo Lemon.
Cleo Lemon,
DeSean
I don't
know. Sean Kizer.
Okay. Alex, can you tell me how long any of their careers were?
Joe Webb,
I'll give you Joe Webb. I'll give you Joe Webb.
Garrett Hundley or whatever his name is. For
Brett
Hundley.
I'll kind of give
Josh
you
Josh Freeman. Your boy.
Is Josh Freeman still around?
I don't know. See, your boy Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett, he's a starter, though. He's always been a starter in a backup's body.
Tyrod. He's going to be backing up Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Tyrod. But look, come on, man. Like, okay, you're bringing up points.
Michael Vick is still playing. No, he's not.
No, he's not. Michael Vick.
Dennis Dixon.
Dennis Dixon, oh my gosh. Come on,
listen,
man.
Just throwing out names here.
All right, well. All I'm saying is, all I was really trying to say is that a white backup quarterback will get a better chance after injuries. Tyrod's done. You know, he just got injured, and they're we're just going to give the thing to Baker, you know? I love Tyrod. That's my dude. What kind of car does he drive?
He drives a Toyota.
Yeah, he does. All right, so just want to spend a little bit of time talking about fantasy. I just recently did my first fantasy draft.
Even that other league, if you could finish last, do you have like the bets where you get like your hair cut or you have to put on some like
It used to be something different, but I forget. I don't think there's anything with it anymore. But yeah, who, I guess, do you have any sleepers you want to talk about? People that you think are going to have just good seasons that people might not?
I think as a kicker, Prater, because the Lions offense.
Man said a kicker.
But I'm just, as kicker, like think about that one game he had last year against the Steelers where like every time the Lions got in the red zone, they settled for a field goal. He kicked like 7 field goals, and
I'll
he has that boot with that leg. So
I used to go. I
you
used
can add
to go
some points if you need somebody else to pick up the slack when somebody else is doing good.
I used to try and get Matt Prater every year because he used to kick for the Broncos, and I'm like, well, 8 games a season, he can kick like 70 yarders, no problem. And then, when he was with he's with you guys, I'm like, all right, well, y'all in a dome. You know, I went with Matt Bryant this year because he was the best kicker available left that plays in a dome.
I should have gone with the South Korean kicker for the Chargers. Remember, he's the guy that missed like every field goal he made. I mean, he kicked.
No. Remember, early in the season,
they lost like three games because he kept missing chip shots.
But that's the Chargers. It's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. If the Chargers aren't struggling at the beginning of the season, we're not really in the real NFL season yet. They always struggle in the beginning, and then they go off.
Yep.
I think – can you give me a real position? And
maybe Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson with being the second guy for the Raiders?
Yeah.
Especially because Amari Cooper has been struggling. Amari
Cooper has been struggling.
I think a lot of his stuff will – be revolved around if Amari Cooper can get back to himself. Guys that I think could be have somewhat bounce back seasons. I think John Brown could potentially have a decent season with the Ravens. I think he's kind of just what Joe Flacco is looking for. I think Deion Lewis is, in my opinion, I love Derrick Henry, and for real football, I think Derrick Henry is a much better player than Deion Lewis. But for fantasy purposes, Deion Lewis is the guy to go with out of the Titans' backfield, in my opinion.
You seen the pictures of those two together?
Yes, it's amazing. I think Dante Moncrief just recently kind of climbed to the top of the charts. I think, and I drafted him in my draft, and Yahoo gives you your like report card, and they like completely dog you. I got a C+, which isn't the worst draft I've ever had. But the funny thing is, I got a Marquise Goodwin, and they were like, first off, I had the second pick in the draft, right? Which I hate because you have the second, and then you don't have another one till like 27 or something, right? And then you have so. I ended up having to reach on a couple players. Like, I reached for Deion Lewis because I knew he wasn't going to get back to me. But I really believe in Deion Lewis this year. I think he's going to have a career year. But I got Marquise Goodwin. And people were like, all of my wide receivers are, except for I got Cameron Meredith like way late in the rounds, right? But, and I'm going after Moncrief right now because Marquise Lee's out for the season, so Moncrief is definitely going to be like one of those top guys. But I got Marquise Goodwin because he's the number one option for Jimmy Garoppolo. And
Jimmy Garoppolo's on my team.
You went out and got him?
Yeah, I got a good feeling about him.
I couldn't do that. Someone went out and drafted Patrick Mahomes, and after they drafted Patrick Mahomes, I drafted Marcus Mariota, and they were like, you're an idiot. And I'm like, I'm the idiot. Like, you just, Patrick Mahomes has never played other than one game. And let's be honest, the game that he played last year, he really didn't do that great.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't blowing anybody out of the water. Let's look at Patty Mahomes.
Who has an astounding 13 touchdown passes last year.
Well, and I agree. I hated Marcus Mariota last year, and my fantasy team sunk because of him. But what I have been seeing this preseason makes me believe that he's really going to have a good year. And not only do I think – it's also I was able to go out and get better picks in other areas because I knew everybody was going to sleep on Marcus Mariota. Let's look at Patrick Mahomes real quick. I just need to pull up what he did. Patty, as we call him. All right. So look at him. Just look at him in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really think this guy is going to win football games?
What's your problem with him, Matt?
Bro.
Is it?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It looks like he would not rather play football. Like, he looks like he would just rather like read and like. What? I don't know, man. Like, look at his face. Like, do you believe in his face?
I don't believe in him because he's a Texas Tech quarterback.
Well, that's another reason. He was 22 of 35 for 284 yards. No touchdowns, one interception last year.
Well, you can almost disregard that game because it was garbage time. It was one of those games they benched him because they clinched everything.
More reason.
Yeah, so.
They said, oh, we're going to the playoffs, but next year this team's going to be yours. Come on out. Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I didn't say anything.
Don't. Look.
I just said Mariota threw 13 touchdown passes last year. He's legit.
Mariota is – mark my words. You are going to see Marcus Mariota's stats go up this year. You're going to see interceptions go down.
Okay. He'll have 14 touchdown passes?
I don't know. I think his career high is like 26.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, not everybody can be blessed with Matthew Stafford to hate on, you know?
Like, hey, that man is 3-50-something against winning opponents.
But you don't give him any credit for the three, though. Like, I just like, it's ridiculous.
You don't give him any credit for the
three. He gets no respect for the three, you know?
It's all about the other 50.
It's all about the other 50. Like, this is a Harvard. And, look, I don't really believe in this face either. I'll be flat out honest with you.
Once again.
But look at this, all right? Let's just look at it. Let's just look at it, Alex. If you look at him, his rookie year, he threw 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. His next year, it was 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. That's the guy we need. This is the guy right here. Last year, under Mike Mularkey with his crazy self, 13 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. But I'm telling you, I promise you this, Alex. And you know how I felt about Marcus Mariota last season. You lived through it.
Mm-hmm.
They, I think, are being very smart with him. And I think now that we have a running back core that looks like it makes sense. Like, DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry were the same guy. It didn't make sense, right? So now we have Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry. That makes sense to me. Coupled with a healthy Corey Davis, who didn't have a great rookie season, but if you remember last time we saw him, he had a great game against he's the only one that had a great game against the Patriots. And then we have, what's next? So you got him. Rishard Matthews is going to be coming back. We got Tywan Taylor, who is, I'm telling you, I picked him up in the draft because I think he's going to be, while Rishard Matthews is out, he's going to be a semi-sleeper. He's a beast. He's a future beast. We got Delanie Walker, Jonnu Smith. Like, don't worry about my man Mariota this year.
All right.
And I'll tell you, I'll be the first one to come out here. You know, say he week one against the Dolphins, he comes out and is just like, hey, guys, I'm garbage. I thought you realized that. Are we playing the Dolphins week one? Hold on. I'm getting confused. I think we're playing the Dolphins. Yeah, we are. We're playing the Dolphins. Week one. We're playing the Dolphins. Yeah, we're in Miami.
Are you playing the Dolphins?
I think we're playing the Dolphins.
Okay.
The Ravens made a trade with the Titans the other day. They traded their, I think it was 2 years ago, outside linebacker Komale Correa to the Titans for a 6-round draft pick. That's the other thing, man. I'll tell you another sleeper. And I know I'm being biased, but one sleeper potentially, if you can't get the top, like if you can't get like the Vikings defense or the Eagles defense or like the Rams defense, Tennessee, man. They finally got guys that can pass rush. That's been their main issue their whole life. Harold Landry is going to be the steal of the draft. The fact that he was projected to be a top 15 pick, and because he had a slight injury problem his senior year, he fell into the second round. He's going to be, I mean, when I was looking at him, I was like, dang, he's undersized. You know, like he just doesn't look like a guy that's going to, man, he's a beast. He really is a beast. So watch out for him. I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
I'm pumped too.
And it sucks because I was telling someone the other night, I was like, I really wish this was like a couple years ago where like I could just think that we would suck and then we end up being good. And it's like,
yeah,
oh,
watch
that's him
nice. Go like 5-11 this year.
I mean, I'll be honest. I really don't see it happening.
But your guy Mike Vrabel is pretty fired up.
I think Mike Vrabel was a great,
he was running,
great addition.
He's running 50-yard gassers before games. You see that?
Yeah. I like him. I really like, the only thing I don't like about him is where he played. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think he's a good coach. I think he brought in a really good, smart offensive guy. I think Dean Pease is a really good defensive coordinator that was hated on in Baltimore for years and years and years when he did. If you look at the defensive players that they put on the Baltimore Ravens while Dean Pease was here, and still him not being the worst defense in the league, you got to give Dean Pease a lot of credit. And I got to give the Titans credit for when bringing Dean Pease in, they were like, what do you need? And then they went out and got that. So I'm telling you, I think everybody thinks it's a race between Jacksonville and Houston will win the division. I think it's a race between Houston and Tennessee. I think Blake Bortles is going to be like, oh, guys, remember, I'm Blake Bortles.
It's UCF legend. He's gonna dominate.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to prove all the haters wrong.
He might. He's like LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Who really cares about Akron?
Who really cares about Akron?
That's a totally legit.
He gives bikes to kids.
Yeah, totally legit.
I didn't send the article to Sebastian because he would just call it fake news, but I found this article that like broke down like who's actually paying for LeBron's school. And like all this stuff about how like majority of the kids going to the school are white, and like and like there's another company that's paying for this, like LeBron's paying for the bikes, you know what I'm saying? Not only that, but taxpayers have to pay $2 million a year for that school, but it's all right
because he cares about women,
because he cares about kids, he cares about women, he's never cheated on his girl. Were you here the day that Sebastian got in that argument?
It was a classic.
Dude, he's just crazy. He's just like, he just can't admit that, like, people are terrible.
I fully accept my college's filth. We did it. I have no denial. We are a terrible university.
Oh, Michigan State. Yeah, yeah.
Where were you going? Like, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah. Manu Ginobili retired. Every year of his career, he was with the Spur.
Yep. I still hold strong resentment towards him for his performance in the 05 finals against the Pistons. Flopped every freaking time. And he always got the call.
Okay, cool. Like,
we lost that finals in 7 games.
Oh, sorry. But can you so you
that,
just don't
no,
because
name?
Of
Nazi
that
Muhammad
you just can't give
beater?
Him any credit.
Was it Nazi Muhammad hit the buzzer beater too in game 5?
Dude, tell me how you have to be able to love Manu Ginobili.
I can't.
Why?
Flopped like a damn fish.
Cool.
He always got the damn calls. We could have had a two-peat.
Alex, you're lucky to get the one. Like,
lucky to get the one. We kicked Kobe's ass that series.
You did. I'm just saying you're lucky to get one because of the city that it's in. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Every time I see him, I get 05 flashbacks.
So you just, like, you don't want to give him any credit?
I can't give him any credit.
You don't want to give him any credit for being credit like, so he's a Hall of Famer.
It's a flopper. Just because he's a European guy with a balding head, he thinks he can flop all the time.
Tell him how you really feel, Alex. Yes.
Calling you out, Manu.
I can't believe. Come on, man.
Cost us our finals. Pulled that crap all the time. I know. I will never.
That's
will
the
never.
Only reason why you lost the finals.
That Nazir Muhammad hit the buzzer beater in game 5. Because Rashid didn't cover him.
Yo, don't diss on my man, Rashid.
I love my man, Sheed, but come on,
do
man.
You think Rashid Wallace deserves a statue out front of wherever y'all play now? Auburn Hills?
Little Caesar's Palace or whatever it's called.
Nice.
Yeah, damn straight.
And Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey, Rip, we got the mask.
Tayshaun Prince.
Tayshaun Prince.
That was my dude.
The block.
Yeah, the block from around the world.
Yes.
Was that, yeah. That was on Reggie Miller, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. I can't believe you're faking over, man.
Manu,
man.
We got a statue of Runner Test just beating the crap out of some fans.
Dude, hey, Steven Jackson did
just
a lot
like
worse.
He's got a fist.
Hold on. Steven Jackson and Jermaine O'Neal did a lot worse to the fans than the.
Then we got to get the other statue of like the fan going, just about he's getting
dude,
sucker punched.
Ron
by
Artest,
O'Neal.
Ron Artest got such a bad rap for that whole situation. Like, I will sit here and defend. First off, my man just tried to lay down and take a breather. Some guy hit him in the face with a beer, which, by the way, most underrated throw in the history of. I mean, the Lions at that time should have looked at that guy. You know how hard it is to throw a beer and perfectly hit an angry
Everybody
man?
Everybody remembers the Pacers brawl and that fan altercation. Nobody remembers when a fan got into a Karl Malone in the 04 finals. Almost was a fight, but not quite.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, Alex. Like. You're over here hating on Manu Ginobili for still, flopping. Yeah. Like, when I guarantee you there's like 1,000 players on the Pistons right now that flop.
We didn't do it on that team. You think Chauncey flops? You think Rip flops?
Dude, Chauncey's whole career was a flop until he went to the Pistons.
Yeah, he turned his career around.
Turned his career around with steroids.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with steroids in basketball?
And then you can jump higher. You saw how he could jump and hit his threes better.
Steroids in golf.
Rip had he had pine tar on the mask.
Deer antler spray for Ben Wallace.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Rashid was just smoking joints.
That's pretty obvious.
I love Rashid. Rashid's one of my favorite basketball players of all time. I don't care what anybody says, he's top four.
Rashid Wallace.
Yo, top four. Mm-hmm. How many other people lead the league in techs? Draymond will never reach him.
Ball don't lie.
Damn, man, I can't believe, like,
No.
I wanted to have this nice little talk about Manu Ginobili and about how, like.
Sorry, he flopped. You know I'm a Pistons fan.
I understand that, but you don't even watch their games. Like, so why are you sitting
here? I watch their games until they realize that they're going to suck.
Bro,
again.
All I'm saying is.
We had a two-peat.
This man, Manu Ginobili. Literally was like just an everyday human playing basketball. Like, he was slow, but still found a way to get some layups in. Had a mean shot. He was a lefty. So hits my heart there. Like,
he's a flopper. I will say it's not as bad as LeBron, though, because LeBron's built like a linebacker.
Have you been watching Johnny Manziel's Canadian Football League games?
It's been a disaster. His first game was
awful. Have you been watching them, though?
He hasn't started anymore. After those two games, he hasn't started.
Did you watch those two games?
I watched the first one. I didn't even watch
He's
the second
dodging
one.
Questions. So you've watched that.
Yeah.
So you would give him.
I'm not giving him credit.
Who
I was
made, No.
I was enjoying his disaster.
You would watch him, right, and give him some level of support, even though he beats women to deafness, right? But Manu Ginobili flops.
What kind of comparison is
that? All right. You're going to be cheering for Michigan State with Mark D'Antonio.
Okay, Titans fan. Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike from the Rams. Made that tackle?
Yeah.
You still hold some resentment towards him, right?
No.
You could have tied the game up, send that game to OT.
Could have, would have, should have. We lost the game, and that wasn't the only play that cost us the game.
Maybe I need a better example. I mean, you guys never really haven't done much since the Super Bowl.
Like, did I hate Ray Lewis because Eddie George just decided to hand the ball to him in an important playoff game? No. I hate Ray Lewis because
would you ever give
he got away with some funny stuff, and now he tells everybody how they're supposed to be better humans. That's why I don't like Ray Lewis. I think he's a great football player.
I'm just saying, he's a flopper.
Okay. Who isn't today?
But he got all the calls. Every time.
LeBron gets all the calls. Like, there's a billion.
It was in the finals, Matt. We could have had a two-peat. We got
LeBron gets all the calls in the finals. He's been to championship finals for like 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Straight. Not no more.
But we never played LeBron in the finals.
You've played him pretty tough.
Tough four games.
I'm sorry, man. You're just ridiculous. Like, that's all I have to say. Is like,
you're a Wizards fan. When's the last time you even got anywhere close to a finals?
The closest most recent time is the year that the Hawks are pretty good. And we went into that Hawks series and John Wall got injured.
So you don't know what it's like.
Oh, you're actually, no. Two years ago, we were up 2-0 on the Celtics
in the
and
semis.
Blew that.
In the semis.
Okay.
We got to the finals. Could have done it twice in a row. You were never that close in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
So you don't know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
I know the suffering. I know that West Virginia, while I was attending that school, was one game away from a national championship game, and they were supposed to go face Chase Daniels in Missouri, and both Chase Daniels and Missouri lost, and we lost to LeSean McCoy. And yeah, I wanted.
You hate Michelle, so you don't like LeSean McCoy.
I do like LeSean McCoy.
Well, you don't like him now, right? Do you?
Well, no, I definitely don't like him. But I mean, for a while, I've always liked
Darrell Revis,
his skill, but I hated the school he represented. Deion Lewis.
Darrell Revis, I meant.
But Deion Lewis went to Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Deion Lewis was the guy directly after LeSean that was thrashing us. And yeah, I hated him as a Pitt Panther, but. Life goes on, man.
You don't know the pain.
That's ridiculous. Like, the fact that you're like, Manu Ginobili is like, he's a legend, bro. Like, he's Manu Ginobili. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy that couldn't start because he sucked, but when he came off as the sixth man, he was just a beast. And he had the slowest moves ever. Like, he was like, Argentinian Paul Pierce, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, not fast, but finds a way to score. Like, I don't understand you, Alex.
I don't like floppers. Now we're doing pick'ems?
Yeah. Yes, we are. It is pick'em time. I gotta write my initial. I gotta write Alex's initial. Sebastian is instantly getting a zero this week. So number one, we have Texas versus Maryland.
Texas drags Maryland across the field.
I would agree. For several reasons. Maryland is going through their current issues. Yeah. DJ Durkin will not make it out of this. He will be fired because at least one Big Ten school will make the proper decision on how to handle things, unlike my co-hosts' teams. And also, Texas got embarrassed by Maryland last year, so there's no looking back. And did you hear Todd Herman is... He's linked to the Zach Smith case. He's the head coach of Texas, by the way.
Okay.
3:30 p.m. Number six. Washington. I believe this is a neutral field game. Yeah, they're going. Oh, Cowboys. They'll be able to get Chick-fil-A that day. Atlanta.
I'm going to go
with Washington and Auburn.
Auburn.
You're going to go Auburn. I'm going to go Auburn as well. I don't think they can necessarily score the ball that well, but I think Washington is going to fall off this year. I think it's their time to start cresting down that hill. On another neutral site location.
What, Tennessee, West Virginia?
Yes.
West Virginia.
Alex is going to pick WVU. I'm going to pick WVU as well, just because Will Greer's back. David Stills is back. Like, I think we're going to be... That's my quarterback. I agree with you. Up next, Michigan, Notre Dame.
I'm going to go Notre Dame. Last time they played, Notre Dame kicked the crap out of them. And I don't know. I think Harbaugh's magic is starting to wear off.
And we have the first disagreement in the pick'ems. Okay. I'm taking Michigan. I'm taking Michigan for several reasons. One, I don't think I can ever pick Notre Dame. My cousin's got a new boyfriend. He's awesome. He's a Notre Dame fan. That's the only thing that sucks about him, in my opinion. This game is in Notre Dame, but I think Michigan is... Big Ten schools find ways to get over on people somehow.
Harbaugh's losing his magic. I wasn't impressed by him last year. They didn't beat anybody any good.
That was last year. Why are we still talking about last year?
Are we still talking about 2005?
Last season. Exactly. Why? last year. Why? At this time of year last year, we didn't think anything negative about D'Antonio or Izzo.
Or Urban Meyer.
Well, apparently the country doesn't care anyways, because they're just like, oh, whatever. Women in Michigan, am I right? I don't think we need to pick Louisville, Alabama, because I'm pretty sure we know what the deal is.
Miami
LSU. Versus LSU.
Oof, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Miami.
You're going Miami. Sunday night in Arlington, Texas. You're going to go Miami. I want to disagree with you on this one, but I can't. I'm going Miami. Mark Richt has built a decent program down there. And LSU really just hasn't been the same for years and years. Mm-hmm. Like, they just keep pretending that they're a good team because for so long they were a good team. I just have no faith in them. And last but not least, this is Monday night. Monday. Michael Vick's old team that played Oklahoma not in the national championship game.
I gotta look that up because I swear that happened.
Plays Florida State, new coach this year.
I'm gonna go Florida State.
I was hoping. I picked Florida State as well. Their quarterback's coming back.
So we just got one disagreement.
And we have the one disagreement. Michigan-Notre Dame is the game that we are disagreeing, and that's how we're going to start off our first pick'ems.
So when it gets to the postseason, do we do, like, points? Make the points bigger instead of just 1 point for each correct answer?
No, I think we should just go pick for pick. Okay. We got to pick the same game, so it's head-to-head. Oh, you know, okay. And if it comes down to, I think what we did last year, because we were so close towards the end.
We were tied going to the Super Bowl. We just picked the score.
So you picked the winner and the score. We both agreed upon the winner.
Yeah.
Which we both were wrong about, but my score was closer than yours.
Okay.
So that's how we'll do that. I just think pick them for pick them. I'm excited. I was really hoping you'd take Virginia Tech, but
finally back with football.
I would have picked Hawaii over Colorado State as well, so I'm just going to put that 1 point extra for me.
Oh, sure.
It's like, I'm excited. I'm excited. And then next week we get to start picking the NFL games. Let's just take a I just want to have you ponder over real quick.
What's the Thursday night game? It's Patriots. Who?
It's Eagles-Falcons, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Eagles. Sorry.
Yeah, it's Eagles-Falcons. So that naturally we know that game's going to be picked. We're going to have to pick Buffalo and the Ravens. We're going to have to pick we're going to have a lot of games to pick next week because there's the two Monday night games, and we always pick the Monday night games. We always pick the Thursday game. We're going to pick the Sunday night game.
I forget who Lions play.
You guys have the Jets.
Jets. Okay. We can win that one.
And so there's going to be some games to pick. Right now I can tentatively say Atlanta-Philly is going to be a game that we can pick. I think San Fran and Minnesota might be a game that we'll pick. I think Houston-New England might be a game we pick. Baltimore-Buffalo, of course. Kansas City, the Chargers, Washington at Arizona. All right, so keep those in mind, Alex, because those are the ones that we're going to be looking for. And then week two in college football doesn't go as well. But you know, it is what it is. What's the name of this episode?
Flopping. Remember the 05 finals?
I remember cherries. Well, this has been the Benchwarmer Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Manu Ginobili hater Alex Baker.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Ohio State loves women.